Do you know that thinking is a power? A famous Harvard study once showed a direct connection between long-term thinking and success. The more people focused on short-term gain, the more likely they were to fail. Those who focus on what feels good right now are doomed to be unsuccessful. For Christians, this should be very easy. When we talk of long-term thinking, we call it eternity. We're not thinking 20, 40 years into the future. We're thinking trillions and trillions of years in the future. Living with eternity in mind will make you the most successful person possible. When you think long-term, you can handle the momentary problems that come your way. One day, if you are a follower of Christ, you'll be rewarded for what you've done with what you've been given. Use your talents, your time, treasure, and influence for God's purposes, and you will be rewarded for those choices. The verses that I have been throwing, that I have been saying, coming from the Bible, when you say those, you will be rewarded in heaven for what Jesus did. We will always possess with Christ what God has kept for him. You've got a lot to look forward to in heaven compared to what's in store for you in heaven. Your current pain and problems are petty. It's not easy to be a believer. It's not easy to do what's right. Sometimes it's not easy to tell others about Jesus. It's not easy. But the benefits of following Jesus and obeying what he teaches will far outlast the pain. It's simply foolish to focus on only the short-term results. If you open up a Bible and turn it to Romans 8, verse 18, it says, I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. I am defective. You are defective. We are all defective. Sinful people can sin less. We all have parts of our lives that simply don't work. None of us measure up to a standard of perfection to pretend like you've got it all together when everybody knows that you don't. That's silly. In fact, the Bible tells us that it is self-deception. You will never be sinless on this planet. No, you won't. But it is possible to sin less. So why is it so hard to change stuff in us that we really don't like? I don't know, maybe because we've had our defects so long that some of our destructive patterns were developed in childhood, perhaps in resistance to a pain or as a stress coping device. And those defects may be self-defeating. Well, they are. And at least they're familiar. Or maybe because we identify our defects, we often confuse our identity with our defects. When you see yourself connected to your defect, you set yourself up to perpetuate it. Or maybe because our defects have a payoff. Whatever is rewarded gets repeated. The payoff for our defects, or the defect you have in your life, may be to mask your pain, cover up fear, give you an excuse to fail, or compensate for guilt. Or maybe because Satan discourages us. Once you start to work on something in your life that you want to change, something in your head, Satan starts saying, "Who do you think you are? You're never going to change. You haven't been able to change in the past. Do you think you're going to do it now? It's hopeless. It's not going to work. You know what those are? Those are fears. Those are fears being planted in your mind by the devil himself. These things keep us from changing the hurts, the habit, and the hang-ups that we know are unhealthy. So what does it take? What does it take to change those deep patterns in your life, in my life, that we don't like about ourselves? You will never change the things in your life that you know are defective unless you learn the truth. Change requires learning the truth. You're not going to be free until you know the truth. The secret to personal change is not a pill, a program, or a process. It's not therapy, a book, or a seminar. It's not positive thinking or psychology. The proof of personal change is found in the truth. You have to know and face the truth about yourself. Acceptance. God. God and your relationship before you can change. Behind every self-defeating behavior in your life is a lie you're believing. If you're deeply in debt right now, it's because you believed some lies. You thought, I can just keep charging it forever and get away with it. Oh, really? I have to have this house. Oh, really? Do you really have to have it? Is it true? Can you prove it? We lie to ourselves all the time. But you have to know and face the truth if you're gonna change. Jesus said the truth will set you free. But first, it makes you miserable. It makes you miserable as long as you deny it. The moment that you are honest with the truth about you and everything else in life, then it starts to set you free. Who is the truth? Jesus said. I am the truth. Not I have it. Not I point the way. Not I teach it. He said, I am it. I am the truth. You can trust His word. His word is the Bible. The Bible is good for four things. All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. And that was written on the second book of Timothy 3:16 through 17 NIV. Personally, the Bible is my guide. The Bible is like a path. It shows us where to walk and how to stay on the path. It shows us when we get off the path and how we get back on the path. When you use God's word to show you where and how you should walk, it will give you the instruction and knowledge you need to change your life. If you open up the Bible, turn it to the book of John 8, verse 32. It says, then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. It isn't enough to want to change. It's not enough to desire change. It's not even enough to say, I have a dream of changing. Dreams are worthless unless you wake up and actually act on them. You're not going to change the defects in your life until you choose to change. Change requires making choices. How are you going to be different in 6 months? How are you going to be emotionally stronger? Are you going to be mentally sharper? Are you going to be physically healthier? Are you going to be spiritually deeper? It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen automatically unless you make the change. You choose to change. You aren't just gonna get healthier by accident in any category of your life. A lot of times we think we're waiting on God to change us. You're not waiting on God. God is waiting on you. There is no growth in your life without change, and there is no change without loss. You've got to let go of some old stuff, and there is no loss without pain. Some of you are stuck right now because you haven't learned how to let go, and that is your choice. That's a choice. You might say that your defects are biological or sociological. Some of them are from your circumstances or your chromosomes. But it doesn't really matter where they come from. You need to deal with it. Genetics explains your inclinations, but it doesn't excuse your sin. But I have a good news for you. The good news is, once you become a believer, you have a new power in you that is greater than those old tendencies. The good news is that the power of the Holy Spirit is in you. Because that power is the Holy Spirit. Does that mean you are supposed to be afraid of God? No, of course not. Be afraid that you'll miss God's best and waste your life. Be afraid that you will go your entire life, and never know God's purpose. The secret to changing your life is not a willpower. It's God giving you the will and the power through the Holy Spirit to do what needs to be done.